This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration blends classroom learning with extensive field education, guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. was many things to many people, and in Chicago, he was everywhere, in churches, at protests, at City Hall, at Rainbow Push. WBEZ Summer Van Benton asked Chicagoans how they remember the civil rights leader, and a few themes kept coming up.
First, people say he was visible and always present within the community. Austin resident Langston Harris first saw Jackson at 14. His mom took him to a Rainbow Push Saturday forum.
I just remember the Keep Hope Alive, like the chant that was going on.
The chant, led by Jackson, was core to the Reverend's civic and political campaigns. At the time, Harris didn't fully understand it.
I thought I was like, what are we doing?
But he remembers feeling the energy in the room. This week, when Jackson died, Harris noticed something while scrolling through social media.
So all my friends from Chicago have at least one picture with him.
He says Jackson was
being like very present, very local, very visible, and like actually literally down with the people.
Historian Barbara Ransby says she once saw Jackson as a movement celebrity, someone who was mostly on TV, who wasn't hands-on in the fight for civil rights. But over time, her perspective changed. Ransby eventually realized how involved he really was.
I've seen him at small marches and big marches.
She remembers finding herself on a picket line with Jackson.
I said, Reverend Jackson, is that you? He said, oh, yes, me, Dr. Ransby. Like 20 people. He showed up and he stayed.
Ransby says whether he was marching alongside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. or supporting union workers, Jackson was there. Second, even with his fame, many people felt he genuinely cared about them. Former neighbor Phyllis Brooks Toback says even as his profile rose, she believed everyday people remained his number one priority.
He was a man of the people, and that was his self-image, and he never really, he never really changed it as far as I could see.
Third, Chicagoans saw him as someone who opened doors for others. Some, like Austin resident Corey Dooley Johnson, point to Jackson's two presidential runs, campaigns that reshaped what national politics could look like.
Now, some say led the way for Obama to get into office. So definitely a trailblazer.
People also said Jackson had a commanding presence. Dooley Johnson saw Jackson for the first time later in the Reverend's life at an interfaith breakfast.
And I remember seeing him, and even in a wheelchair, you could just like feel his aura, right, and his legacy.
He was tall, handsome, and his speeches commanded the room. To some, Jackson's confidence read as ego. Brooks Toback says that could be polarizing, but it comes with the territory.
Jesse liked arousing attention, and he was pretty fiery in a lot of his speeches.
Still, many say what defined him most was his persistence and how he evolved. Ransby calls him principled, not perfect.
And he's somebody that has always had room to grow and at least on some occasions recognized that.
For some, Jackson's death feels like a profound loss, but they're also grateful for the life Jackson lived. Summer Van Benton, WBEZ News.